Our epistle for this ninth Sunday after Pentecost is taken from St. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 10, verses 6 to 13. Brethren, these things came to pass as examples to us, that we should not lust after evil things, even as they lusted, and do not become idolaters, even as some of them were, as it is written, the people sat down to eat, drink, and rose up to play. Neither let us commit fornication, even as some of them committed fornication, and there fell in one day 23,000. Neither let us tempt Christ, as some of them tempted, and perish by the serpents. Neither murmur, as some of them murmured, and perish at the hands of the destroyer. Now all these things happened to them as a type, and they were written for our correction, upon whom the final age of the world has come. Therefore, let him who thinks he stands take heed lest he fall. May no temptation take hold of you, but such as man is equal to. God is faithful, and will not permit you to be tempted beyond your strength, but with the temptation will give you a way out, that you may be able to bear it. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. Continuation of the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 19, verses 41 through 47. At that time when Jesus drew near to Jerusalem and saw the city, he wept over it, saying, If thou hast known in this thy day, even thou, the things that are for thy peace, but now they are hidden from thy eyes. For days will come upon thee, when thy enemies will throw up a rampart about thee, and surround thee, and shut thee in on every side, and will dash thee to the ground, and thy children within thee, and will not leave in thee one stone upon another, because thou hast not known the time of thy visitation. And he entered the temple, and he began to cast out those who were selling and buying in it, saying to them, It is written, My house is a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves. And he was teaching daily in the temple. Thus far the words of today's epistle and Holy Gospel. Please be seated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death.
If thou hast known in this thy day, even thou, the things that are for thy peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear friends in Christ, on this ninth Sunday after Pentecost, we are given an incident in our Lord's life that, as the epistle tells us, these things are written for our correction. Why was he weeping over Jerusalem? Because Jerusalem was the capital of the chosen people. What were they chosen for? Well, through them, the Messiah would come into the world. The Savior of the world would come. And he was there. And they didn't accept him. Some of them accepted. But as a nation, they did not. They rejected him. Fast forward just a little bit in Scripture, you find that by their very words they reject Christ. Away with him. Crucify him. We have no king but Caesar. And our Lord, knowing this, it causes him to weep. It breaks the Sacred Heart. Because they were blind. What blinded them? We can point to many different things and many different facets, but it all comes down to selfishness. Their world revolved around themselves. And the same thing happens to every and any individual who allows their world to revolve around themselves. We are not meant to have our world revolve around ourselves. We are meant for something greater than ourselves. We are creatures of a heavenly Father, begotten by him, brought into existence so that after a short amount of time, if we pass this test called life, we may have life eternal. And that is where I think it's important for us to focus on the words that our Lord uses when he weeps over Jerusalem. If thou hast known in this thy day, even thou, the things that are for thy peace. What is peace? Peace isn't something of the natural realm. The natural realm can reflect that peace. Peace is something that must come from the spiritual realm, must be supernatural. Peace comes from God. Any other so-called peace is a pseudo-peace or a false peace. Christ himself says this, and we are reminded before we receive our Lord in Holy Communion at every Mass that we go to, in our Lord's words where he says, "Peace I give to you, my peace I leave to you, not as the world gives do I give it to you." When the world gives peace, it takes it away. And usually under that peace, there is corruption. So it's important for us, I think, to focus on that peace and to see if it's in our life. When we take a look at it, and if we see realms of selfishness in our life, and we want that peace, we have to get rid of that selfishness. Selfishness, we're giving way to temptations or habits of sin or contentions or angers or pride or any of those things that are false, any of those things that are sinful. We have to weed them out. I came across a quote from Pope Pius XII, who at the beginning of World War II used these same words that our Lord used when he saw, as he said, "The nation swept into a whirlpool of war. It seems as though we ought to repeat to the world in his name, 'If thou hast known the things that are for thy peace, but now they are hidden from thy eyes.'" It's the worst punishment that can befall man when God hides himself. And he hides himself in a number of different ways. And this is where we have to examine ourselves to see if God's in our equation. Oh, we can come to church and we can receive Holy Communion, and we can even genuflect at the doorstep, and we can even say to ourselves, "Yes, I'm in the presence of God." But because we are holding on to something that keeps the grace of God at bay, those are just exterior acts. A true act of faith is something that must be from the soul. Every act of faith must grow upon the one before. That's why if we see ourselves in a routine, we have to stop and warn ourselves. Am I falling into the same misfortune that has befallen man over and over again? So, how is it that we achieve this peace? Well, yesterday was the Feast of the Transfiguration. If you know anything about the Feast of the Transfiguration, Peter, James, and John were taken by our Lord up to the top of a mount, and they were given a glimpse of his divinity. And there he was with two of the great persons of the Old Testament, and he was transfigured before them. So much so that Peter says, "It's good for us to be here. Let us build three tabernacles, one for you, one for your two guests." And as Peter was speaking, it says a great voice, a great sound came from the clouds. And it frightened the apostles, so much so that they fall flat on their face as if they were dead. But the message that they got that day is the same message that I think we need to remember if we want to have that peace, which is eternal. It was the Heavenly Father speaking. He says, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear him." In this day and age in which we live, too many people are not listening to God. Oh, we can claim that we don't know or ignorance, but in this day and age of great communication, for many, that ignorance is invincible ignorance. They don't want to know. For those that do know but pretend they don't know is because they haven't given the effort to know. The purpose of our creation is to know, love, and serve God. Therefore, the purpose of our day is to know, love, and serve God. If we are not knowing God more today than we did yesterday, loving God more today than we did yesterday, serving God better today than we did yesterday, we're not fulfilling our purpose. His commandments are his words. So my dear friends in Christ, as we take a look at this message of today's Mass, let us draw it to heart. These things have come to pass as examples to us. Let us take hold of the truth of those examples. And if we find a way or place in our life that we have to change, let us change. Let us pass this test called life. Let us realize our purpose of eternal life. The same Christ that wept over Jerusalem weeps over the world today, but that same Christ is here before us today if we receive him. But to as many as receive him, he gives them the power to become sons of God. Humbly let us receive him. Let us weed out selfishness. It's not easy. Selfishness isn't easy to get rid of. It's part of our fallen human nature, but it's important to make that effort every day if we want to realize the purpose for which we were created, and that is to be a saint. Let this be our prayer today. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.